Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
My friend Mary, she is just fabulous. I was out visiting with her this week and had a wonderful time. So thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. We are always joined at this time. By the way, happy Father's Day, if that is an appropriate greeting to you today. I was going to say that last hour and had that at the top of my mind until the equipment wasn't cooperating. We were about a minute late getting on the air. So don't know what happened there, but boy, it is just going to be a perfect program from that point on, and here we go. We are always joined at this time by Tucker Reed, who is the horticulture manager at the beautiful 66-acre Dallas Arboretum. Tucker has more plant responsibility than all the rest of us listening to this program today combined. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
I hope somebody's listening who controls your pay raise. They need to hear that, don't they?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, shucks, he says. Now, anyway, you're going to talk about a plant that I have not grown. I want you to tell us about it, and it's a Texas Superstar plant, so I'd best be getting busy and growing it.
Well, it is a Texas Superstar, and it's a plant I didn't know about until I moved back here from the Northeast. You know, the academics have been confused about this for quite some time. I think they've kind of started coming to an agreement with what the name actually is. It's now Galphemia glauca, but it used to be Thyralis, and everybody's kind of just calling it Thyralis. One of the other common names you might find it labeled as in the nurseries is Shower of Gold. And it's really, that's a testament to its flowers. This is a plant that's not normally what I talk about. Normally I'm trying to find unusual shrubs and trees and plants, perennials for people to use. This is one of those shrubs that's probably going to act mostly as an annual in the garden. We're up here in the Metroplex. If you're down south, if you're Austin and farther point south, you may actually have an evergreen shrub. But generally here, it's going to be an annual, maybe a tender perennial. It's probably going to die back to the ground, guaranteed. I lost all of mine this last winter, but I'd had a few make it through several winters before that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Texas Superstar. It's a full sun to part sun plant. It's not picky about soils. You can grow it in a pot. You can grow it in the ground. It doesn't really care. It does need consistent moisture, not a lot. I'm not saying it needs a lot of moisture. It just needs consistent moisture so that it blooms the whole summer, all summer long. My biggest ones that I have in my own garden, as well as the ones at the Arboretum, probably you'd look at 4 foot tall, 4 foot wide, and that's at the end of the summer. That's not what you're starting out with.
But that's still a significant plant.
But it's not really a bully. You know, there's so many garden bullies out there that just take over and they just run over the top of our plants. This plant actually just kind of weaves its way. I have it in my tropical garden. I have it mixed in with mandevillas and bougainvilleas and with bananas and a few other reseeding annuals that look tropical. And it doesn't really compete with anybody. They all kind of just get along in that garden. That's kind of how the way we use it at the Arboretum as well. It does have a bluish-green foliage. It's a real good foil for the yellow flowers. They stand up above the foliage, so they're not buried. You're going to see them. I see mine from across my yard constantly. And I love this plant, and this is why I fell in love with it when I first moved back here. When I put it in the ground, it blooms until the frost finally kills the flowers off. It never stops. There's no cycling. There's no, I didn't feed it so it doesn't keep blooming. It just keeps blooming.
And Tucker, a couple of questions for you on it. Mm-hmm. First, if it is yellow, bright yellow, then it needs to be planted in an area where you really want to draw that attention. Mm-hmm. That's what's referred to, and I see in your note that you've referred to it as a hot color. The bright mm-hmm. oranges, bright yellows are very prominent in the landscape. And they can kind of shrink a landscape visually, and so you have to use it accordingly, right?
I use mine. You know, my tropical gardens is the farthest garden from my house.
Yeah.
It's the sunniest spot I have on the property as well. My trees are all very close to my house, so this is set away from my house. But it draws my eye to that garden and draws me out there, as well as the big mandevilla flowers and the big banana foliage and all that.
Right.
Those things all work together, pull me across the garden to come see that tropical garden.
Okay. And then the other question I have for you is availability. Where are folks going to find
it? Oh, I'm seeing it all over the place. I actually was at the Lowe's last night picking up some materials, and they had it there in 3 gallon pots. I think they were like 16 or 18 bucks for a 3 gallon pot.
Retail nurseries will always have it. The Texas Superstar plants, a lot of the independent retailers will pay very close attention to those. So that's a good thing. All right. That's Thyralis, T-H-Y-R-A-L-L-I-S, Galphemia glauca. And so that would be great. And folks, if you will just make note of that name right now, people forevermore are asking, what was that one that Tucker talked about? It's Thyralis. All right, education, just a few more classes. Go to DallasArboretum.org and check education to see what's available. And then kind of watch that for the next few weeks, and they'll be posting the fall schedule. You want to be sure to sign up early on those. Tell us about Cool Thursday concerts.
No, the concerts still go on. They go on through July 3rd, but they are selling out fast. They'll pick up again in the fall. We'll have a fall concert series as well. That schedule will be coming out during the summer as well.
So you're saying that Thursdays are not necessarily cool in July and August?
No, they don't. We don't want to kill people out there, so we let them stay at home in the air conditioning when it's really hot.
I understand.
We'll pick it back up when it cools off.
Lots of family fun Friday things coming up at summer at the Arboretum. Again, the website is a great place for that. It's a great place to join and become a member. What is that website, Tucker?
It's DallasArboretum.org.
Easy as can be, DallasArboretum.org. They're in East Dallas near White Rock Lake. Tell us how to find you.
You can find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Points South, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
Yeah, it's easy to get to the Dallas Arboretum. And then finally, the 24-hour information number. What would that be?
It's 214-515-6500.
All right, 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Tucker Reed is horticulture manager at the Arboretum. I hope you have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too.
Thanks. Thank you. Talk to you next Sunday. All right, Tucker's report sponsored today by Scotts and their Garden Heat and Drought Recovery Program. This is a very important message on behalf of Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your garden healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. And then second, you fertilize. Remember that water alone is not going to be enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch. It'll help retain precious moisture. You'll find all Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. That's Scotts.com. And that is the official website of Scotts Miracle-Gro and Ortho, I might add. Scotts.com, Scotts Miracle-Gro Heat and Drought Recovery Program. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. Well, that was easy, wasn't it? Let's go to Johnny in Paris. Johnny, this is Neil. I guess the caller I was speaking to right before the top of the hour was satisfied with what we told him on the Yopons. Johnny, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I have a place north of Paris. It was a cow pasture. Just bought it. And put in a vegetable garden. This is our first year, but the weeds are really giving me a lot of trouble. I'm tilling it like every 2 weeks in the middles. But I was just wondering if at the end of the season, if I put down black poly on top of it to like bake it down, would that hurt the soil? Or what can I do to get rid of the weeds without putting chemicals on it? That's what I'm trying to do.
What kind of weeds are you talking about?
Crabgrass. Basically, it was a cow pasture, so there's a lot of different stuff.
Sure. Yeah, there'll be Johnson grass that'll come up in a new garden.
Yeah, Johnson grass and a little bit of hay grazer and stuff like that.
Johnny, what I would do
is, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, if you are opposed to applying any herbicide, I have no problem in applying herbicide to a vegetable garden or to a landscape bed that I'm developing around my home, our property, but if that's just off the
no, it's
list.
Not. It's not at all.
Well, let me tell you, the original glyphosate herbicide is not going to contaminate the soil, so that would be the one that I would recommend to you. But you need to be sure that you buy one that is glyphosate only, that does not have other active ingredients. That is by far the best weed killer for grassy weeds, just the original Roundup, and there are clones of it now that are in other brands. that are glyphosate only. That will kill existing grasses such as Johnson grass and Bermuda grass, which are very, very difficult to eradicate even with the solarization with the black plastic. There's no problem in using the black plastic, and if you prefer to do that, I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. It may not be 100%.
I didn't know if it would hurt anything, so.
Yeah, it may not be 100%, but it will help. But I have seen a 1 acre piece of property sprayed for, it was solid Bermuda grass. It was a yard. And they sprayed it 1 acre with I think it was probably a gallon of the original Roundup, and there was not one blade of Bermuda grass left, so they could turn it into nursery stock. That's what they were doing, was developing a growing operation. And I've never forgotten that. That was 30 years ago, and the product is still doing its thing and a very good product. So that's just the plain glyphosate. That would be the possibility. Then otherwise, the solarization like you're describing. Then when it comes time to plant next spring, you might want to look at one of the roll-type mulches to put down between the rows. You buy them either from probably a farm supply store, but certainly a nursery would have them. They come in various widths. A 3 foot width would be fine for tomatoes and a lot of your other vegetables. It might be a little distant for small vegetables like radishes and lettuce, but in any event, that's what I would do. And then mulching with just compost, or better yet, probably easier yet, pine bark mulch, something like that, a half inch to an inch, will discourage a lot of weeds. Won't discourage Bermuda and Johnson grass at all, but it'll discourage a lot of little barnyard weeds that might come up. It just doesn't.
That'll help with moisture also, wouldn't it?
It would. It certainly does. Yep, sure would.
Okay.
Sure would.
I sure appreciate your help.
I'm glad you called.
And
have a great day. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back to Jeannie in Red Oak, and I'm going to give you the phone number now. We need some more calls. A couple of people just left, probably going to church, and said, I need to go. And so that happens. But here is the number if you'd like to call. It's 800-288-WBAP. Numerically, that is 800-288-9227. We're here until 10, and that means you have ample time. If you'll call right now, we can certainly get you on the air. Jeannie has a rosebush question, a problem with one that has no leaves, and we'll talk about that. My brand-new book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We have sold several thousand of them in our book signings, 35 book signings in 45 days. My wife and I are retired from book signings for a little while. We are tired. But it was wonderful talking to people and getting to sign the books for them, and I loved that opportunity. We were in 34 different nurseries. I went back to the one that hosted me for the very first one, went back late in the game a week ago today, and it was really fun. So thank you to all our hosts and to all of you who came out to buy the book. The book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not in any way a revision of my earlier books from 23 and 32 years ago. It is its own book. That's the biggest hurdle I face in getting people to take a look at it. It is $28.95. The boot book, which is sold by a publisher everywhere. If you go into a store and see a book with my name on it, that's the old book. This one is not in stores, so you have to get it either by calling my magazine office before 10 today at 800-752-GROW with an O, 1-800-752-GROW, or by ordering it on my website at neilsperry.com. This one has a lot of things that the old books didn't have, and it is 23 years younger, so there's a huge amount more information and very updated information. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. $28.95 plus tax and postage for the book, and $42.95 for the book, and also for a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine mailed to the same mailing address. And that is a huge value. It's normally $23.95. It's just $14 more when you buy it with the book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, available by calling 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10 today or order anytime today at neilsperry.com, 1-800-752-4769. A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. Half Price Books, they're all everywhere across the Metroplex, founded more than 40 years ago, and they are just fabulous sources of wonderful treasures. There are, 19 of them in the Metroplex, I believe. They're everyone's favorite bookstore for finding all kinds of great prices, great deals, great treasures, including new releases and bestsellers. Because Half Price Books buys from the public every day, you can find something new every time you visit. Always a treasure hunt. With school out for the summer, Half Price Books says feed your brain with the Kids' Summer Reading Program. Kids ages 14 and younger set a summer reading goal and earn bookworm bucks. Studies show that kids could lose up to 2 months of reading achievement over the summer break. So encourage your children to read with picture books, pop-up books, activity books, all the books on their summer reading list. It's simple. It's a fun way to prepare them for the next school year. A summer full of reading and a store full of books. Bring your kids to Half Price Books today. We take our grandchildren there, and it's really cool to watch them fan out into the different areas that they enjoy the most. Half Price Books. You need to visit one or two of those stores. It's a great way to spend a little bit of time if you're between meetings during the weekdays, or to go if you just want to get out of the house for a little while today. HPB.com. There is a store near you. You know exactly where it is. Fun places to shop. Half Price Books, HBB.com.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
One of the thank yous that I need to make for the book signing tour that we have had, my wife and I, around the North Texas area, is to Callaway's. I could not have wished for better receptions from nurseries, more gracious people, and I watched as we had a quiet moment here or there before or late in our book signings and things quieted down a little bit. I'd watch their staff in each of their nurseries, helping their clients, their customers, and their professionals in every sense. Callaway's Nursery, thank you for hosting us. And I think we made 14 of the 17, 13 of the 17, something like that. Celebrate Father's Day today with a trip to Callaway's Nursery. Chances are your dad has had his eye on something special at Callaway's. And I had my eye on a lot of things special, and I bought them. I bought them as I finished up my book signing. Today, in honor of Dad, get 30% off any one regularly priced item at Callaway's. Choose from trees, shrubs, houseplants, pottery, birding supplies, and much more. That's today only at Callaway's. And while you're there, you'll notice the greenhouses at Callaway's are filled with sun-tolerant and shade-loving beauties, ready to inspire your garden. Asian jasmine, a dense, fast-growing ground cover with lush, shiny green leaves. 24-count landscaper's tray on sale this week for just $14.98, only 63 cents per plant. Why not add a burst of instant summer loving color to your garden or patio with beautiful Cora Vinca? They'll stand up to summer and bloom heavily all season for just $1.24 each. All of this backed with Callaway's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Remember, the Father's Day special is today only 30% off any one regularly priced item. 17 locations open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Go to Callaway's.com to find the store near you. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. We go back to our phone lines now. We go to Jeannie in Red Oak. Jeannie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about my rose bush. It was very lush earlier, mm-hmm. and then blooming, and all of a sudden, then it's completely denuded. I noticed I went out this morning, and it is finally, I have two sprig areas where leaves are trying to, you know, come off of the big main stems again, and one area where there's one bud actually blooming. I have a bunch of buds that are going to rose hips, I guess, because I had not trimmed them off. Mm-hmm. So I need to trim those off, but usually I gauge by, I think, the second, fifth, or the first, fifth rose or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I can help you with all of that. What you have had is black spot. Black spot is a fungal leaf spot that will attack roses. Most roses are susceptible to it. The ones that are most resilient to black spot are the ones that have been labeled as Texas Superstar roses from Texas A&M. They did not develop any of the varieties, but they tested about 400 varieties, and these are the ones that rose to the top of the list that would rebound best from black spot and required the least possible care. So I would very much suggest if you ever replant or plant new roses that you look at the list of Texas Superstar roses. All right, having said that, the Earth Kind roses, I beg your pardon, they're Earth Kind, not Texas Superstar. It's another program, and they were parallel programs for a long time.
Several of the knockouts.
Yeah. Well, and Earthkind has adopted, I believe, two of the knockouts. The original single red and a pink knockout, I believe, is now included in the list of Earthkind roses. I went off on a tangent there for a moment. All right, so okay. That's one thing, but it is black spot that you're seeing that has caused that. And the best thing you can do, probably it will not be as much a problem from this point on through the summer, but if that is a very important rose variety to you and that plant is important to you, then you're going to have to spray it probably every 7 days with a fungicide in spring and fall to keep it from losing its leaves. That's one of the downsides of a lot of the rose varieties. As far as pruning it, I think you just kind of have to guess where to prune it, because if you go down 25 or 30% of the way on the stem, even if it doesn't have leaves, to get rid of the hips, then you're going to be down where those leaves would have been, should have been.
Okay. Is there any particular fungicide? What does that fungicide consist of?
Well, I would get into an independent retail garden center and just ask for a rose fungicide. There are several. Some of them are systemic, and different brands, different nurseries will have different ones. And without going into a long list of them, I think you'll find several that will be available to you, probably a couple at each nursery. I would definitely go for a labeled fungicide, not some kind of a cleaning product that this claims to clean things up. You definitely want a fungicide, and it should say black spot on it. A lot of them are rose products, so just look at the nurseries.
Will it say systemic on it?
Some are not systemic. Some are contact. Just let your nurseryman help you. All the more reason that I want you to get into an independent retail garden center where you're dealing with a professional, full-time professional plant person.
Well,
all right. Jeannie, I hope that helps you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you betcha. Thank you for the call so much.
I am enjoying your book very much.
Thank you.
I do have that.
Good deal. Thank you so much. Have a great day. I appreciate that. All right. Tressa and Garland, I will come to you right after. We have our long segment right after the news, our longest, and the four of you who are on hold, I can get to you very very quickly right after the newscast. But I want to keep Jerry on schedule, so we're going to do that right now. Dixon Brothers. As I say, I was in Dixon Brothers this week. We had a book signing there and had a chance to visit with Mary Traveland, buy some supplies, and I love that store. It is at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, and they are the source of all supplies for anything involving water in your landscape and garden. Garden and koi ponds are a focal point of the best landscapes. Water lilies and lotus are in bloom. New fish have arrived, so they invite you to stop out to Dixon Brothers to get some beautiful aquatic plants for your pond. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water and has amazing displays of fountains, disappearing water features, ponds, and water gardens to inspire you. You will be inspired at Dixon Brothers because they have so much, and they have so much knowledge. Every part of their store, every department, has somebody who specializes in those things, whether it's the water gardens, whether it's swimming pool equipment and supplies, whether it's well equipment supplies, whatever it is. Visit Dixon Brothers to see both indoor and outdoor displays and ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature at your home. Then you can sit back and enjoy the soothing sound of a waterfall, or you can relax and watch the light sparkle off the water of a decorative urn. It sounds delightful. You and Dixon Brothers can make it happen. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, koi ponds, and water wells. Visit Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays, 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, DICKSON.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
When we were at Baylor Plano with our daughter 9 years ago for the 17 days that she was hospitalized, and basically while they were busy saving her life, we were aware that many people were coming there for the Baylor Scoliosis Center at Baylor Plano. Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. Since 2005, the Baylor Scoliosis Center, the first center of its kind in the Metroplex, has been devoted to treatment, surgery, and care of advanced spine curvature in adults and adolescents. Baylor's Scoliosis Center is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in both adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. The center gives new hope to people living with the pain and the disfigurement of scoliosis, even to those who previously thought their condition was untreatable. The Baylor Scoliosis Center on the Baylor Regional Medical Center of Plano campus, northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. For more information on the center or to view patient testimonials, visit thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com, or by calling 972-985-2797, 972-985-2797, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and once again, my friend Jerry Overton.
Thank you very much, Neil. It is 9:32 at the Briling Energy News Desk. Dallas police investigating an officer-involved shooting. The latest after we update traffic and weather on the ones. And starting with the ClassicChevrolet.com right now, traffic watch. Fort Worth police still working a major accident East Berry Street at Canberra Court in Dallas. I-35E northbound Arroyo Lane. You've got an accident reported there now. And on Highway 183 westbound, the off-ramp to FM 157 Industrial Boulevard. Construction has the exit ramp blocked until 10 this morning. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, partly sunny today. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 93 and winds gusting to 30. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 75. Tomorrow and Tuesday, partly sunny and hot, humid as well, and will be up around 90, 91 for the high. It is cloudy, 81 degrees now at DFW Airport. Dallas police have shot and killed a man after a brief confrontation in front of his home this weekend. Deputy Chief Gil Garza tells the Dallas Morning News police had responded yesterday to a call about a man exhibiting mental health behavior. Police say the man was armed but not with a gun. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blaming the kidnapping of three teenagers earlier this week on Hamas. Netanyahu says Israel will act against the kidnappers and their alleged terrorist sponsors.
We will do whatever needs to be done to protect our people, our citizens, our children, and our teenagers from the scourge of terrorism.
And one of the teenagers is believed to be an American. Kern County Sheriff's Office says a wildfire has prompted an evacuation order for an area of Southern California about 30 miles northeast of Bakersfield. About 500 homes have been ordered evacuated as the smoky wildfire has grown to more than 810 acres, and fire officials say only about 5% contained right now. Again, looking for a high of 93, it's 80. For the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Niels Berry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Now it's time for your Weathermatic Water Saving Minute. Super restrictive watering schedules may tempt you to just water all day when your water day finally arrives. But in most North Texas cities, sprinkler systems can't water between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Most of us can still water properly while staying in compliance with this rule. Utilize multiple start times to allow the water to soak into the soil. Some irrigation controllers can be programmed to pause at 10 a.m. and pick back up at 6 p.m. If you don't have a controller that can omit times, then make sure your last morning start time finishes before 10 a.m. Add more start times beginning at 6 p.m. or later if needed. Just because it's your watering day doesn't mean that flood irrigating is okay. Runoff water is of no use to your landscape. It is just your money and our water going down the drain. Plan on hand watering your most thirsty plants between your water days to preserve your landscape investment until drought restrictions are lifted. For more information, visit smartlinknetwork.com.
All right. Thank you, Amanda, very, very much, and great information. I hope you will pay close attention to that. Right now, I'd like to tell you about WhizQ Stone. We did a book signing out there a week ago yesterday, and what a joy that was. People came from all around, and I always ask, do you shop here often when I'm in a store? And so many people said, oh my, yes, I come here often. We have lots of beautiful stone in our landscape. And that's the way it is. I love WhizQ Stone. I love stone to start with. And Mike and Derek Wisnan, father and son, have brought the very best stone and flagstone and boulders and paved stone and all kinds of great things to their 22-acre outdoor showroom. Just call it what it is. It's a beautiful stone yard. WhizQ Stone opens 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. And when you go into WhizQ Stone, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. We took some friends with us and then went to dinner afterwards. And they were out browsing around during the time I was doing the book signing. And they were amazed. WhizQ Stone is just fabulous. Since 1983, they've been there in Southeast Fort Worth. They invite you to visit their outside showroom of extensive displays. When they do their classes, they leave what they make in the class right there for all to see. And next Saturday, June 21, how to build a paver patio. Now that starts at 10 o'clock. Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone, 10 o'clock. It's free. You don't have to register. Just show up at 10 o'clock on Saturday, June 21, how to build a paver patio, and they will show you how. Visit the experts at WhizQ Stone at the Display Gardens by going to 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 4501 East Loop 820 South. For more information, visit the website at whiz-q.com or call them at 817-429-0822. Closed on Sundays, 817-429-0822, 4501 East Loop 820 South. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Tressa in Garland is up next, and she is on the air right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple of years ago, I bought a house with a very nice formal landscape and all along the front side of the house. Right in the middle of it is a wax myrtle, and that thing has the most invasive roots. Yeah. I'm not real familiar with landscaping. I bought the house. It was just beautiful. I didn't realize how much work it was going to take. And my question really is, can I take that wax myrtle out and eradicate all those roots without taking out the rest of the landscape, which is going to be some ligustrum and some Yukon hollies?
Absolutely. What you'll need to do is probably work at a time when the soil is quite wet, maybe after you water, or maybe you just soak that soil, or maybe you wait until after a heavy rain sometime in the fall. But if there's any way to hook a heavy chain around it and pull it out gently, that's probably going to be the best way to pull the roots loose. And the chain would have to go out to the street or to a driveway. It may be way too far up to do that. I don't know. But that's one way. The other way is just to dig it out, and that's really the most exciting news I could give you, golly, especially going into the summertime. But it really isn't as hard as one might think. There will be sprouts that will try to come up, as you're saying. I am very much a protagonist of wax myrtles. I do not have any use for them in North Texas landscapes. When they grow well and are given the 15 feet that they need to grow tall and wide, or 10 feet, that's fine. The dwarf wax myrtles are shorter, but 90%, 95% of the time, they end up dying out here and there, and they just don't look good. Our son had them at his home when they bought their property in West McKinney about 10 or 11 years ago, and I immediately took those out. Well, no, it wasn't immediate. I left them, and my daughter-in-law said, you know what, you said we should have, and they're gone now. But you just have to cut the roots and extricate them. Sometimes you can use a good heavy tire jack, and put the chain around the trunk and pull it up, and you'll see the roots showing up that are there, and then you can deal with them one at a time. It isn't as complicated as I'm making it sound, but it will take a little bit of main strength and awkwardness.
So pulling that out, and then the roots that are kind of just offshooting everywhere, will I have to kind of deal with those roots?
You may have to deal with them for a year or two, yeah. They may come up. But with mama gone, they've lost a big part of their food source. So it will help a great deal.
Thank you so much. I'm totally on board with you. Don't get a wax myrtle. Those things are a pain.
They are a pain in many different directions. I appreciate your call. Thanks for waiting
thank
on me.
Thank you.
Let's go to Barbara. Thank you. Let's go to Barbara in Forest Hill. Barbara, I have asked you or someone else this before. Where is Forest Hill?
It's in the southern part of Fort Worth.
Okay. I've been here 44 years in the Metroplex. Wouldn't you think I would know? Whiskey Stone?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, that means you can go up and load up on rocks.
Okay.
Forest Hill, Louisiana. I know I told somebody, you or someone else from Forest Hill. Forest Hill, Louisiana is a heartland of wholesale nurseries. There are hundreds of them in that little town, and they love each other. They will take you from one to the next. Any nurseryman will just take you from one to the next. They're not competitors. They're friends. It's a great town. How can I help you?
I did not realize there was another Forest Hill. I should have said Forest Hill, Texas. Maybe
no,
you
that's
know
fine.
Where that was.
Trust me, I don't get Louisiana calls. How can I help?
I have two crepe myrtles in the front of my house, faces east. When they were put in about 20 years ago, and up until this year, they've been lavender. This year, they've turned red.
Okay.
What do I need to do to get them back to lavender?
So how tall and wide are these plants now?
They're about 20 feet tall and probably 15 feet across. They're big.
All right. And so how much of each plant? There are two of them?
There's two.
How much of each plant is now red this year?
The whole thing.
Okay.
The blooms are red. They're not orchid anymore.
All right.
Orchid, lavender, whatever.
Barbara, I have been involved with the crepe myrtle trails of McKinney since it founded in 1999. I've grown crepe myrtles all my life. And there are a couple of varieties that are genetically unstable. Snow Baby, a dwarf white, would turn lavender. It would pop up lavender branches here and there through the plant. Just as gold spot euonymus crops up with green growth in it, and like variegated privet will crop up with green growth in it, but they're sporadic here and there. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a red variety and it is trying to flower during a cloudy time, its flowers may turn, as they open, they may be kind of white like little popcorn pieces. Mm-hmm. And that's because of the shade of the clouds. Those are the only times I've ever seen this happen. I have no clue. I have never seen any plant mutate in color 100% each of two plants. I've never seen crepe myrtles be affected by anything, climate or soil or anything else. I have no clue.
Okay.
Usually when that happens, we have several plants in our crepe myrtle trails of McKinney where we have a planting of, we'll say, country red crepe myrtles for a quarter of a mile in a median, and there will be a white one that pops up in that blooming. And you can absolutely see where there were three cuttings put in the when the plant was started, and two of those cuttings were red, and one was some white variety. And it's just the whole trunk is that color. Now, I don't have any idea.
One of them is close to, or right next door to, whatever you want to call it, to a Yaupon holly.
No effect. No chance
no
of that.
No effect on that.
No.
Okay.
Right. I don't have a clue. I can tell you a lot of things that are not involved, but I can't tell you what caused it.
Okay.
I've never
right.
seen it. I've never had it discussed. Third of a million phone calls, never had that one before. Post me a photo on my Facebook page. Let me see what they look like. I'd love to see it.
Okay. All right.
Good deal.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. I couldn't help you. You bet. Tim in Paradise, this is Neil. Paradise really isn't paradise if you have graspers, is it?
Well, that's true. That's right. They are the biggest pain in my life. And I've been fighting them. I've been fighting them for 4 years now.
I didn't know where that pain was.
Oh, they're painful.
They are awful, yeah.
I have burned them out. I have imaged them out. I have done pre-emerged. I can't say really consistently, but... tore up my pasture and reseeded, and they've come back up. And about the next thing that only thing I know to do, I had one guy say, "Well, pre-emerge with for 3 years in a row with Pastura and Pro-H2O, and you'll get a handle on them and get rid of them." But next to digging them out of the ground, I had people say, "Well, if you keep your lawn cut short or your pasture short."
Tim, I can help you. I can help you. Now, I deal with urban horticulture. It's the second pasture question I've had today, and I don't get into that field. That's not my specialty. So you need to contact your county extension office and your farm supply company for products that are for pasture use. But for home landscape use, for example, we use things like Dimension and Halts. Those are two common ones that are available to consumers. The secret is in the pre-emergent control. Once they're growing, there's nothing you can do to eliminate them. We used to have MSMA that could be used in Bermuda to get rid of grass burrs, but we don't have that anymore, and it's cheaper anyway to put out a pre-emergent. The timing is to put out the first application of the pre-emergent, and the timing is critical on these things. And that first application goes about 10 to 15 days, 10 to 12 days before the average date of your last killing freeze for your area. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the average last killing freeze is somewhere between March 17 and 20. Therefore, our time to treat is between the 5th and 10th of March. It may vary a little bit from one year to the next. If you get a warm late spring, we might move it back to the 1st to the 10th of March, but it's within that in that realm. And then the second one, and this is where so many people fall down on the job, the second treatment must be made 90 days later. It's a booster shot because the pre-emergents don't last the whole season. If somebody is taking blood pressure medication or some kind of heart medication, the secret is in the consistency of taking that medication. In pre-emergent weed control, the secret is in consistency of application, because if you miss a year, then you get seeds, and those seeds lay there dormant for 3 or 4 years. That's why that person told you do this religiously for 3 years, and then by then most of the seeds will have tried to sprout.
Okay. Well, I'll get on that
next spring.
I did some pre-emergent, this spring, but of course I didn't do my pasture because it was all tore up on my yard. But about the biggest, my father-in-law told me, he said, you just got to get out there and dig them out of the ground.
No, that's not the case. I gave you the best answer, so I don't have much to add to that. But the timing now, if you didn't make an application in early March, then there's no point in making an application starting at this point. This is a booster shot, not the primary.
Right.
Tim, I got to run. I got to break in. We have a couple more calls, but that should help you. And I'm sorry for the pain for this year, but thank you for calling very, very much. All right. And, folks, I probably have enough calls to get me to the end of the program. So, Kevin and John, I'm counting on you to stay with me. and we will get right to you. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is a 344-page book, slightly smaller format, so it's easier to take with you to the garden center. It is a reference book that I think you will find invaluable. I spent I spent 10 months of the last year getting this book ready for you. And we have just spent 6 weeks on the book signing tour around the Metroplex in East Texas. And I enjoyed every moment of all of that 10 or 11 months. This book is the book I always dreamed of having. I self-published it because I just didn't want to have to deal with a publisher and their ways. And very candidly, a lot of authors now are going to self-publishing because the accountability of the publisher on royalties is just really strange and lacking. That I'm not the only one who says that. I know I will sell fewer by doing it this way, but at least we know where they are being sold, and I know that you're getting your book in good condition. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. Chapter 1 is the basics of Texas gardening. Chapter 2 is the calendar, 4 pages per month, 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. And then we have chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit, and vegetables. It is the book I've always wanted to have. Only $28.95. Normal price is $32.95. We have an even better deal. You can get my magazine subscription for 1 year new or renewal for only $14 instead of $23.95 if you buy it at the time that you're buying the book. Both of them mailed to the same address. Our office is open until 10 today. You have about 10 minutes to make this call. If the phones are ringing, they'll stay there a few minutes after. 1-800-752-GROW. $28.95 for the book, $42.95 for book and magazine, new or renewal, and satisfaction is guaranteed to every penny. These are not available in stores or on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. You can order all day today at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
Reduce your need this summer for shock or extensive pool brushing with one simple step. Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Cam. Hey friends, I know a lot about pools. I got a tip for you this week. Crystal Clear has revolutionized the way people care for their pools with improved water clarity while eliminating the need for phosphates. Crystal Clear is a uniquely formulated product that contains SPF sunblock designed to clear swimming pool water of algae and greatly reduce pool maintenance time. Now, with convenient access at Ace Hardware stores in Coppell, Arlington, and Hearst, or at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, one-stop pool shop in Plano, or simply online at clearpoolnow.com. That's www.clearpoolnow.com for Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem. And Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem is all about maintenance. I promise you, you're going to thank me later when you get Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Chem. Go to clearpoolnow.com. That's www.clearpoolnow.com.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Joel is no longer a student at Serenity High in McKinney. Joel graduated 2 weeks ago. I'm going to play that a little bit this summer because I so admire that young man. Gave him a big hug at graduation. He spoke extemporaneously at graduation. That message you just heard, I recorded a year ago with Joel, and he did that extemporaneously. He is a fine young man. a long road ahead of him, as all folks in recovery have. But Serenity High made a big difference in Joel. Thank you, Joel. Let me tell you right now about Bonide Sedge Ender. Is your lawn full of nut sedge? I see a lot of lawns that are. It's a light green, grassy-looking plant that's growing faster than your grass in your lawn. It'll pop up about 4 inches taller than the grass just in a day or two. Bonide Sedge Ender will put a stop to the fast-growing weed. It also prevents any more from coming up. Bonide Sedge Ender is the ultimate systemic nut sedge, grassy, and broadleafed weed control product. It kills and prevents most weeds right down to the roots with just one application. Sedge Hammer won't harm lawn grasses. You can apply Sedge Hammer now through late fall. It's available in a concentrate that will cover up to 8,700 square feet, so don't wait. Pick up Bonide Sedge Ender today. Rid your lawn of nut sedge starting this weekend. It's available at Callaway's Nursery, all locations in our area, Dillard Feed in Weatherford, and Foreman's in Colleyville. Or visit Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, to locate a retailer near you. That's Bonide Sedge Ender, and I think you're going to like the results you get with it. Ask for it by name, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide Sedge Ender. All right, we go to Kevin in Temple. Kevin, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. My question was about Japanese maples. I have a couple of spaces, shady spaces, that I would like to put Japanese maples in. We don't really have independent garden centers down there, kind of just the big box stores. And I go to Dallas all the time, and so I was wondering, what I need is one that only gets like, from 4 to 8 feet tall.
Crimson Queen is beautiful, and it's in that size range. Crimson Queen. I have one I've had for 20 years, and it is quite small.
Okay. Now, where in the Metroplex would I go to find one?
Let me give you several names. I don't know if they have it, but you could call ahead and ask.
Okay.
Some of these are sponsors. Some are not. I'll try to be objective. Covington's in Rowlett, I know, has it. But I would still call. You can go to covingtonnursery.com. Their website has a list of available plants, so you could check that.
Okay.
North Haven Gardens in North Dallas. Covington's is in Rowlett. You might try at Nicholson Hardy Nursery. They are on Lover's Lane, just west of Inwood. They have two stores on Lover's Lane. You want the one west.
Okay.
You could also try Shades of Green in Frisco if you're willing to come a little farther north.
Okay.
They have a lot of varieties, and you could also try Bruce Miller Nursery in Richardson. Those are several that come to mind. Callaway's, I think, will have it, and there are a lot of them. There's one in Duncanville that's close to you, and a lot of others are 17 of them, so that would be a good possibility.
Okay. Now,
a lot of these are going to be kind of selling off to try to reduce their inventory for watering purposes.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck with it. Crimson Queen's the one that would be best for you and readily available. And John and Richardson, I'm not going to be able to. I'm waiting to see if the music kicks in here. Yeah, there it is. I thought they were queued up. Buying Alamanda, and he is in Richardson. I really am going to suggest you get down to North Haven. They're just down the highway from you. They would be the best chance of having Alamanda. You could certainly check at Callaway's. They showcase color, and ask them. Those would be the two places close to you that I would start with. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Happy Father's Day, if it's appropriate. And until next week, happy gardening.